The governor passed the $15 minimum wage last spring. In fact, it was one of his first bills, and it's something he's very passionate about. But I'm assuming he's hearing, because I'm hearing it a lot, that it's a very high minimum wage for downstate Illinois. We understand that Chicago has a very high cost of living, and that may be the number they need to have for their workers there. But when we negotiated this with the governor, we pushed for a regional minimum wage, which would be a lower amount based on cost of living across different regions downstate. What my bill does is basically says that Springfield doesn't have all the answers, and that local government understands their community better, understand the economics of their community better. And this would allow a municipality or a county to opt out of the statewide minimum wage into their regional minimum wage. So, you know, a community like Galesburg or Peoria might be 20% or 30% under the cost of living of Chicago, and the minimum wage would be adjusted accordingly. And that would be a vote by a city council, it'd be a vote by a county board. And so there'll be political pressure on them to not change if, in fact, it's not something that's going to be good for their citizens. Illinois Municipal League supports this bill, which is a statewide association of governmental bodies. And, you know, I hear just the logic of this, I think, is so good. You know, if you have a community that has a lower minimum wage and a lower cost of living, what happens with how do you motivate young student who maybe has not been in an environment where they've got a great vision for what their future can look like and nobody's challenging them to go to college? How do you challenge them to go to the local community college to make $16 an hour when they cannot do any more education, make 15? I believe we're really short-circuiting and not being fair to a lot of the people that it would be argued this bill tries to help.